Yeah, okay. So we're holding here in the middle of Vav, where the general topic is time and mitzvahs and so on. He spoke about Alken Tzipi Yagir Achmecha, and now he's going to speak about different shitas in time and mitzvahs and so on. So the Rambam, the end of the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, he gives time and mitzvahs, and he gives a time and mitzvah over here that it's really something where you have very little use out of it. In other words, normally when you're mitzayabim, you kill a behemoth, whatever it is, you have something out of it. Here, most of the time, it's unusable, and it teaches us if such tzar the Torah was chasal behemoth, it's kosher me'adam. Lo itik shal omram ha'oime al ken tzipi yagiach mech v'chulu kule echad mi'beis deyas asher zacharnu or tzoloim adas mishachoshev she'ein tam l'Torah. Elarotzan bar yisparach. V'nachnem shachach ha'dea beis adkam. So the Rambam discusses the inyan of time and mitzvahs. So the Rambam says there is a sheet in the Gemara that holds there is no time with mitzvahs. We don't hold like that. Rambam doesn't hold like that. And b'meila, he's not mechuyev to misachas to that sheet. That is the way he learns it. So occasionally the Rambam says that. Yes, the Rambam a lot of times will say that when he brings a chazal that says what he says, he'll say that this is a das yichidah and so on. Alken tzipi yagir achmecha is it's a mishnah. Now the Gemara gives two reasons. So I assume that in halacha we pass in the mishnah, of course. But I assume he's going with the other shita. Fine. Emes keshla hafli fell al dvarim elu leimal mishna shuv leimachloikas pishu b'taima leino l'shemana poitzi pemtzafiv negda. So he said lemaisa it's a mishnah. It's a mishnah brach. It's a mishnah megillah leimal kol shein alochem kol shein davar shemagil emuna. But lemaisa more does give two shitas. I'm not sure where the maral is coming from. Al kapanim the maral doesn't like it. So that's the Rambam Shita. V'Ramban Zal b'Parshas Seitzei Herik Moed Bin Yezev Omer Kitam Shiluch Hakenshul Nesachze K'moy She'achshon B'chein Pirsh Tamoises B'noy Shul Nesachze V'Zeh Odaita Mitzah Shiluch Shemzbach La'omah Shabocha L'kvam M'midas Toiv Zaitilem B'bli Shul Yisbach M'kabu Dovtoi M'zerak La'ita V'chulu Zeh Soi Daita. So Ramban says it's to teach us M'midas Toivis. So the two issues. First of all, one on Yom Gemara says is a different reason. So according to him, obviously there are other points. Two, it's very nice, but Ken Sipper is one example. There are many, many other types of similar situation that Torah didn't answer. So what's the difference? The im ki yochel leimash ein ze kinnah ma'aseh b'reishis kim she ein ze mitzad Hashem yisbarach mitzad ha'odom she tzivon le'sach zem zoyz v'tziv al zoyz amin kol mokom le'yitzan le'kush zoyz amitzvon ha'bei zoyz v'chaz. So it doesn't address the central question. If this is a midah tova, it should be across the board according to in every type of bal chai and so on. V'chein it says noizis b'noi gamki. Also the Ramban said the reason is as midas tovas. So he says, well, why is it true by behemoth, but it's not true by a chaya? It's something that brings what difference does it make if you shecht it the same day or you shecht it an hour apart, but it's a different day? We'll let it take the beitzim if they're if the mother is hovering, but not if it's sitting on it. All of those details. None of the details seem to really, really fit into the point that he's making. It's not something where, if you sometimes see a mitzvah, the klolius tzedakah is a klolius tzedakah inyan of chesed, fine. There are exceptions where you don't give, but bedarach klal, it's a sweeping mitzvah. Here, it's very particular, a lot of very specific details, which seem to say if it's rachmanis, it should have been a lot more sweeping. When it says it means that be'etzem we're allowed to use balachayim for our things, we're allowed to eat balachayim. So you can't say it's fundamentally an inyan of chesed. He said it doesn't fit into Gemara at all. So he's going to explain the words of the of he's going to explain that according to everybody. Let's just see one more line and then we'll explain it. So let's explain what he means here. And this is central to what he's saying. It's similar to what he said before. When I ask, why did somebody help somebody else? So I say yad rachmanis on him. When I said rachmanis on him, the implication is I have a feeling in my heart. It bothers me in situation A. And what I do is I help the person and that makes me feel better or good. Not different than when I am hungry. So I eat when I'm hungry. Why? Because I have a pain in my stomach. And when I eat, it takes away the pain. So that's why I eat when I'm hungry. It's true that I need the food and chula v'chula, but tachlis, the thing that drove me was that tzar. So for us, when we act out of rachmanis, what we mean is we have a mechanism that makes us feel bad. And that drives us to do what's good. When we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim, we tend to sort of dress it up with the same sense of rachamim that we have, that we feel bad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol feels bad. And since we look at this bad feeling as being a good thing in us, a person who's a Rachman is a good person. So we also say the same thing about whatever is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is kind of kfirdik, because you're implying that what drives HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that controls him, so to speak. L'mashal, when a person doesn't do something because he's merachem on somebody, sometimes he thinks it's the wrong move. Let's say, for example, mechanech a kid or whatever it is, and maybe the right thing is to be stricter. But if I have rachmim, that rachmim is something that overrides my seichel. It's something that compels me. When I speak of free will, in its full sense of the word, I'm talking about seichel. I make a decision that this and this is the right thing to do. That's how that's how I talk about something when I'm describing it as real free will. When I have feelings that push me, drive me, or to do something a certain way, then I'm compelled. Yes, technically I could not do it physically, but something other than my decision-making apparatus is pushing me to do it. So be'etzem, a person's moods, feelings, midas are in opposition to free will. It might be that I've engineered it with my seichel and I've given myself certain very good midas, and then in a certain sense that compulsion is a product of free will. But by Kadosh Baruch Hu, that doesn't exist and can't exist. So when we use rachmim, the way the Kadosh Baruch Hu's, the way we understand it, it would be wrong to apply it. Gezeiros means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has deemed that this and this is the appropriate way to deal with such and such. Gezeira means it's a product of Seichel Das. It's not a product of something, some feeling, something compelling me. So he says, so yes, Kadosh Baruch Hu was geyser that rachmim is appropriate midah and haga, and that's how a person should act. But the shayush of it is gzeira. Which is boiler mila. So I don't have a problem with the Mishnah. It's just the way he applies it. In other words, pshat in gzeira and rachmim is the way he says. The Ramban's pshat he doesn't like it because of just that it doesn't fit the details. So it just doesn't fit into pshat over here. So the point one he says is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't ascribe midas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ascribe gzeira. The truth is the Rambam, both the Moreh Nevuchim and the Mishnah Torah, when he sets up the mitzvah of v'halachta b'drachav, the core of that mitzvah is a person act in imitation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. The core point in that is that you make a decision about what you do and what you act and how you will react. And that's, and if you look at it in Hilchos Deis, if you really think about it, that's the whole Mahalach. He says everyone has inborn deis and urges and training and so on. That means these are things that motivate us, and they came in without our das seichel. When the Rambam speaks about the midpoint, about the midah beinonis, the midah beinonis is not a specific. It's a mode of behavior that has come about through weighing and balancing the different needs. So the mashal, and it's let's take a very simple mashal. If somebody tells you this Rebbe is a fantastic Rebbe, he's always easy, nice, pleasant, encouraging, never a harsh word, never strict, never imposing discipline, nothing like that. Nobody would think that that's perfect. If you say this Rebbe is all business, no nonsense, you know, everything, every little thing gets in that, people would certainly today not think that that's a great Rebbe. So you'll ask him, why not? They say, we need a balance. So we'll say, well, this Rebbe is a fantastic Rebbe. On Sunday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, he's all smiles and good and pleasant. On Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, he's a nervous wreck and whips the kids. I don't think people call that balance. That's not balance. 50-50 is not balance. Balance means he is neither easygoing nor strict. He is weighing and judging what is needed in this situation. That's the ideal. That's the ideal Rebbe. It midos that are a result of my personality, my surroundings, my upbringings, and whatever it is, are not midos tovos. They may be pleasant midos, but they're not midos tovos in the kiyum of v'alachta v'drocha. V'alachta v'drocha means I decide these situations call for this reaction, these situations call for this reaction, and I build those reactions into myself. At the end of it, it becomes reflex. A person is not a robot. sort of dishing out, you know, one second, let me think a minute if I want to get upset at you or I want to be understanding of you. That's not a person. But it means that by thinking and weighing and so on, I shape myself and so on. But the core nekuda of the Valachta B'drachav is my mode of behavior is a result of being decided rather than reacting, quote unquote, naturally. So he says, Aval, V'divri Chachamim Nireh, She'ein Leima Kamitshon Shem Yisbarach B'Shalom Mekavosh Odom, Okay, Zeres Hashem Yisbarach HaGoyzel Amoy Zeres, K'moy Melech HaGoyzek Zeel Amoy. Af ki emes ki moshech se mitzad shem kai magzir she gozol av hatoi v'atzlocha shen achre atzlocha, mikol mokoim, ein aschol se gzir shtidol le toi v'l mekabu, mosh oma koz ha'etzen shel kenas chukim e le toi v'lono. Ein apirsh yisbarach v'dushvil ha'it v'lono, sh'ein zekar. Aku yisbarach tzivlein ki melech ha'goyze, rak sh'a gzir hazo yisi le toi v'lono lach yisein ha'kei mazir im nekai me mitzvis. V'loi sh'etchil se gzir le toi v'lono. So, I think this is what he means over here. If somebody were to ask you, what are mitzvahs? So, let's take something completely different. If we're to ask somebody is going to school and getting an education, what is it? What's happening? So one person will say, I'm getting training for a job. A second person will say, I'm developing as a human being. You know, a third person will say, I'm learning to understand. Everyone is made that the other two or three things are there. The question is, which is central and which is a taitzah? When it says a melech that's goyzek zeiris, and I want to explain this point, because we tend to associate it with a typical melech who is, I mean, I don't want to compare it to present day presidents, but somebody who is just full of whims and likes to show his authority. And today he decides everybody should paint their cars white. And tomorrow he decides he wants the cars black. And it's just somebody who's pushed a spoiled brat and no rhyme, no reason. That's how we think of gzeiros, or they come from some sort of malevolent drive. He wants to impose himself, he wants to tax, and so on. The real understanding of what a malchus is, let's take an example. Imagine somebody is a machanach. So the person has a vision of what is right, what is good, what is the truth. And he trains his disciples, students, to that paradigm. That's what, now, I believe that somebody living the life I've described lives a wonderful life. But the etzem chinuch starts because this is the good, this is the right, this is what a person should be. The reason why much good comes out of it is because it's the good, it's the right, and so on. So when Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when a melech makes a malchus, a good country has a wonderful infrastructure for communication, transportation, a very efficient law enforcement agencies, very fair-minded courts, whatever it is. So I create a country. Those are gzeros. In other words, it's like the word gzera is also, it's like when you cut something. When a person cuts fabric to make a suit, what he's doing is he is cutting out, he's carving out from something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeres gzeros al malchusei means he molds a world to be in the image of a reflection of the Ribono Shel Olam. Is that good for us? It certainly is very good for us. But the starting point is the starting point is that the mitzvahs are the activities that make a person a Ruach Nesdik being. That's the core definition of it. And along the way, the great good comes out of it. There's an old Chassidish of art. I don't remember who it was, but they say that there were two Chassidish groups that fought years and years whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Leman Tuvoy or Leman Amitoy. But, the Tachlis means the if I describe mitzvahs are the carving and shaping of the world in the image of Ruchnius, in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, and all of the Latoyev that we talk about are things that come out of it. Umashama Rotzak Shbach Zakas is Yisrael, Lefiko Chibon Toy Mitzvahs. And Pirush Kibish Vilshisham Harbig Zeus and Shulkas Harbisuyas. Again, he's speaking about what comes out of it. But the Etzim Mitzvahs is Exera. So it's a sort of two step. It's not that doing the mitzvahs is a direct hatava, but being a person who's immersed in Torah and mitzvahs, that is the greatest type. So all those Gemaras that say the mitzvah Torah alav lenis nitnu, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said these are the ways to enjoy life, then the mitzvahs would be hanas as such. HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts by saying this is the way it is. And by doing what is, you are going to, there's been mela toiv, that's not called that the hanor is the etzem kima mitzvah. So our attitude to the mitzvah is, Lamashal, let's take a very simple example. When a person is being oisik in the mitzvahs of Shabbos, Shabbos has many wonderful benefits, but the person should be have kavana. I'm doing it to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos. Kadosh Baruch Hu was geizah Shabbos on the Bria, was geizah menuch on the Bria, and that's why I'm doing it. Will I have a lot of toelas out of it? Of course, I have a lot of toelas. But that's not what it is. Don't say it means that there's a olam haba. If I can give a marshal, let's give us also a simple marshal. Imagine I'm geizer that somebody should not be nehene from my property. I make a neder. So if the person sits in my chairs, the person swims in my pool, he's being nene, that's asa. Imagine the person sees heavy rocks in my rishus, and he schleps it away to clear the ground. Hard work, heavy work, difficult work, and I'm not paying him anything for it. So he certainly is allowed to do it. But somebody will come along and say, but mainly he's losing weight when he schleps all these heavy rocks, and that's a hanor. My assumption is that wouldn't count, because the etzem pool the person is doing is not a hanah. It's difficult. There's a gain that comes out. Memela, it's a very different type of hanah. Mitzvahs are first and foremost a tzura al yoyna. They are the tzura of a person who is doing as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's higher sense of a person is. The fact that is a great hanah is a derivative. A person who's betzalom olakim, keeps betzalom, ein lecha davar gadol mizeh. But the particular mitzvah is not being mahanehim. Imkel din kashi mutat kalki mitzvah vaya muda nomen. Avada mitzvah you can make a grace of Amlik, Vishvarnu, Kamushan Duchal Elo. I also want to add again, because you keep using these mishalim of a melech goes al amoy, I think that it's a very important point. It's when we talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu as being a melech, and melech is the we speak Kadosh Baruch Hu as being melech and being as an adoin. In a melech, the tzur of a melech is he has a nation that together act as a single entity. The melech is the seichel and the das, and the nation carries that out and manifests the das. So the king plans out the kingdom, and therefore, and all the pieces are expressions of that plan. So the melech to the am is like the das of a person is to the person. It is the sheirish of the hanhag of the group. And is meant, it's meant to carry out a certain plan, and that's when we talk about a malchus. We are the malchus means an eved and an adon. It's not at all the all the eved does is directly do the what the adon needs. A malchus manifests within its own life a reflection of what the melech thinks is appropriate and so on. And then he says, and if you want to action and say, no, pshat in the pasuk is, yes, it means lotev lanu, nucha loymeke, aber oifen azeh shiadov azeh gam kem gzeira, v'loy kimoy mi shoroytze leitev le'echad, v'meroytze kav gzeira azeh mekab yochali potter. Even if you want to learn that the direct matara is to do good to us, but you need to distinguish between, it's like the difference if I bring somebody an expensive gift, I bring somebody an expensive something or other, the person can refuse and he can say, oh, it's so thoughtful of you, I don't want to take any gifts. And, you know, I know you're doing it for my benefit, and I'd rather not take gifts, but thank you so much. That's an appropriate response. But let's say a mother standing there with a spoon and trying to force the kid to eat, and the mother's saying, it's for your own good, for your own good. And the child says, you know, I appreciate that, but I'd rather not do it. So I'm really grateful for thinking of me, but I'd rather not do it. That's not an appropriate answer. In other words, even if we say these are meisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu does directly to Bahanas, but the one thing is it doesn't fall in the same dynamic of other things that people do for my good. It's not a matana that I'm the by not refusing that. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be in a certain way, like a parent and child, and I need to do it. So if you learn like that, mitzvah means since we don't have a choice in it, you can't call that a hana. It's like when I say this is for your good, but it's a difficult thing and so on. So that would be why we mutter. So he wants, however, so he'll accept what the Ramban says, that tachlis is it's the mitzvah is meant to turn us into rachmanim. He said, okay, I'll be master of that, but the thing that I can't accept is. They are not, they are there because Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be rachmim. They're not suggestions. They're not coming because of a feeling or whatever it is. The root of it is, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is right, this is appropriate. So we can say that what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants is to teach us rachmim. But it's not coming out of rachmanis. It's we're in a school and we're learning rachmim And the school itself is a makom gzeira. It's not a suggestion. Okay, we'll hold it here. What? Any points, any questions?
If not for the benefits involved, if a king just makes up things that he wants people to be doing, so then isn't that bad and whimsical? So Rebbe said that the gzeiros that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the world, that's the shirish, that's the etz and wonders. And all the benefits and all the hatavits, that's the poel yaitzeh. But without the benefits, what would be the significance of the shirish adavar b'fnei atzmoi?
So I would understand it as meaning, first of all, we are obligated no matter what. In other words, the relationship of a subject to a king has to do with the structure of society. The relationship of a niver to bayre is be'etzem, because that's metzias. That's one. Two, the toiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of us is not understandable by us before we do it. In other words, when you come along and suggest something to somebody, and right now, so much, if I tell somebody, it would be fantastic if we'd be sitting and learning. The person's not holding by it, the person is, it's hard for him. So it's true when he'll simply learn and he'll get into it and so on and so forth. But it's not something, that it's very different than somebody gives me a cold drink on a hot day. In other words, the gzeira, we understand a kodesh baruch, we totally define a kodesh baruch by type. But the interaction between us is this is what A, we're told to do. The validity of it comes because a kodesh baruch has the right to be goes on us. And two, right now it's a gzeira. We don't have the type in it until we're there actually. So those are two reasons why we could honestly say we don't relate to the type. But it's but I can't speak with Taka is amazing. Okay, good. I have to. We're having a Yom Ian by us, and I need to daven before it's going to be a late Shachris, whatever it is. So I need to. I have a quick question, or I'm gonna.
I'm just a quick
question.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Two quick questions. Yeah. Yes.
The lesson of oil in the Maharal, the oil al tzavireim.
Yeah.
How does that fit with the way we're explaining that there's a king so, trying?
Oil is something that harnesses A for B. People think of oil, they always express it as if it means like carrying just weights. It's not. Oil means I shtel to my work to a goal that is bigger than me, beyond someone else's. The shor in the ol is shtelling to his koyach, to the field, to the balabayas. So that's where the word ol comes in over here. What did Moshe want to ask something? Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if this is quick or not, but after a person is oivid on himself, so let's say he's oivid in anava, so mefatech mitab anava, so how right. Then is his mida beninus, and he has a very it's not that mutz anymore.
Well, first of all, another the Rambam says we should go to an extreme b'mikra. The Rambam says because we have such a bias against another that takes a lot to go another, but it's a mida beninus because there it says. A chacham needs to have a shminish and a shminish of gaiva. Vayig b'liv of darkei Hashem. The famous story of Riki Vega. If you look at his writing, it's through everything. His anivus is manifest everywhere. Yet when he needed to stand up strong within the story with the slavita, he stood up very strongly. In other words, katnata beinecha. There are moments. It can never be on autopilot. There are moments that require a person to do things that are counter what he sort of come to do.
So would it be correct to say then that it's that what the Rambam is saying is one facet of developing the midas, that there's always a flexibility?
I don't say it's in every midas there are always two directions to go, and it's never appropriate to say no more gaiva, or I don't know what to call the other part, no more asserting of yourself and just shmata. That's a shmata. It's a decision. It's sort of molding your hanhaga so that there are times when the reaction is to give ground and times when the reaction is to assert. It's an ongoing process in life where a person develops his das and his seichel to react appropriately. But it's being fed by two directions. Is this a place where I need to give ground or stand ground? It may be that 9 out of 100 times I give ground, but it's not because there is no other option. It's because the decision is that in this case, this has to be. Okay, good. Bye.